Hi, this is Mud Morganfield, and you're listening to The Raven and the Blues.
Now, when I was a young boy,
thank you. Did you see what I did there? Two tracks segued together, opening up with the Raven and the Blues. First of all, an old fart who's been around since the beginning of the blues movement back in the 60s. And secondly, a young pretty thing from Europe with blonde hair called Anna Popovich. Eric Clapton, first of all, with a track from the album which has caused so much controversy this year. Or is it controversy? Or controversy? Old Sock and Gotta Get Over. And then secondly, from her album, which picked up loads of plaudits, Anna Popovich. Can You Stand the Heat? The album. And can't you see what you're doing to me? Clapton has picked up an award this week, and it's caused quite a furore for lots of reasons. One is it's the Blues Matters UK magazine. They have a writer's poll every year, which comes out in December. It was embargoed until the end of the month, but somebody last weekend broke the embargo, so we therefore all did once it was broken, a bit pointless otherwise. And Clapton is up for Best Guitarist in the UK. Now, that's caused... I mean, he's been around a while, and he's a good guitarist, but, I mean, there are so many others who should be in there. And it's kind of divided the blues community in many respects. The whole album, the whole writer's poll has been divided as well. Your best album of the year, Hugh Laurie, Didn't It Rain? Well, it has sold the most, it's true, but is it the best? Second, though, is Zoe Schwartz and Blue Commotion. Blues Don't Scare Me, that's good news. Joe Harmon, number three, Dirt on My Tongue. So, yeah. Also, I might as well mention it now and get it out of the way. I got a Lifetime Achievement Award, which is rather nice. Wilco Johnson, bless him, of the Feelgoods, of course. Jackie Linton and Bill Wyman all get awards. And as the non-musician guy, for the first time, I guess, it's me. Also, I'm runner-up to Paul Jones for the Blues Radio Station Award as well, which is rather nice, and I'm very pleased. And thank you for all the people who voted. But the trouble is, as one of my chums pointed out this week, the Lifetime Achievement Award is normally given, and then the person who gets it lasts on average 21 months. So I've got a year and three quarters, boys and girls. We'll see what happens in the end. Oh, the other bit of news before we go any further with it is the best newcomer was David Migdon and the Dirty Words, which means not only is that good news, but also it also means they go to the European Blues Union Challenge in Latvia in May of next year, and they'll be representing the UK. Okay, enough of that. Welcome to the programme, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thank you for choosing to spend an hour of your time with me. Let's slow things down a bit quite dramatically now and a track from the new album Jericho Road, Glenn Scott and Eric Bibb, and You Can't Please Everybody. That's so true.
You can't please everybody. Say, here today, you're gonna be
really love you. You can't do it, but you can show enough pray on.
Pray on.
Forgive your enemies. Stay close to family.
The album has just been released. It's the pairing of Glenn Scott and Eric Bibb together, which works so, so well. The album is called Jericho Road, and there you heard Can't Please Everybody. That's also so true as well. Let's go back to an album which came out in the summer of this year, which I loved to bits and played loads. And then, like so many, because there's been so many great releases this year, it kind of moved back down the pile, or in this case, as it's digital, down the hard drive, and until I discovered again about 3 days ago. Larry Bell, the album Blues in My Soul, and I Just Keep on Loving Her.
That I once had, I just keep loving her. Well, I just keep loving her. You know, I just keep loving her. I don't know the reason why. Well, a nickel is a nickel and a dime is a dime. Got a little girl crazy about cherry wine. Well, I just keep loving her. Yes, I just keep loving her. You know, I just keep loving her. I don't know the reason why. Oh, goodbye, baby, if you can call it though. I know it's gonna hurt me, but it won't last long. Cause I just keep loving her. Yes, I just keep loving her. You know, I just keep loving her. I don't know the reason why.
Larry Bell, Blues in My Soul, the album, and I Just Keep Loving Her. Let's stay with the blues of that particular type and go to Big Joe Shelton, who's been around the blues scene for many, many years. And I went to look to his website. The reason why I'm sounding a bit out of breath here, I went to his website just to get an up-to-date information about him, and it's all turned up in Japanese. I don't know why, so I'll tell you more about Big Joe Shelton at the end of this track called Strong Addiction.
Oh, strong addiction, can't seem to shake. With me when I'm sleeping, is there when I wake. There's harder than whiskey, stronger than wine, like Mississippi moonshine. It blows my mind, gets me high, brings me down. I get so bummed out when it can't be found. Everybody's craving what I'm singing of. Yes, I'm addicted to love. Some folks are scared by how it feels. Then again, to some, ain't no big deal. I got the habit, I can't deny. Can't live without it in my life. Gets me high, it brings me down.
Big Joe Shelton, out of the Mississippi, been around the scene for many, many years. That's the album which came out in June of this year, I'd Never Let Her Down, and a track called Strong Addiction. It was in September of last year that Lincoln Durham made his first UK tour and also made his trip to the boat. And as well as doing tracks from the album that was current at the time, he also did this particular track. And so therefore, if you were listening to that particular show, you'll have heard it for the first time. The album has now eventually been released. Exodus of the Deemed Unrighteous, already played a couple of tracks. Love it to bits. But here's the one which Lincoln played in its raw state just over a year ago. Here's the finished version, if you like, The Ballad of a Prodigal Son.
Oh, father, don't you recognize your own kin? It's been a lifetime, maybe two. My hair is longer and my face from thin, from years of searching for the truth. Bones, whoa, gonna rise up and head on home. We all wander through the shattered old world, getting more glass on our feet, leaving bloody tracks everywhere we turn, like a morbid hide and go seek. Whoa, in a valley of the bones, whoa. Two plus two ain't always four, and sometimes
black ends of white. And there's a million shades of a gray in between. We managed to shed a little light. Ooh, in a valley called bones. Ooh, we're gonna rise up here on our own. I've been in every patchwork revival tip from here to yon. So brothers, don't you recognize your own kin? I have returned like a prodigal son.
Strong or what? Wonderful stuff. The Exodus of the Deemed Unrighteous, Lincoln Durham, a track which he played first on The Raven and the Blues a year and a bit ago. And there it is in its finished state, The Ballad of a Prodigal Son. Wonderful. An album which came out in the summer of this year is called Some Luck. It's from Fran McGillivray and the band. And here she is with When a Love Grows Cold.
Love flew in so unexpected, a butterfly on summer wing. But you left me here so rejected. Now autumn brings a winter in. You could count my love in depths of oceans, tiny grains of sand upon the shore. But I am speechless, so unprotected, 'cause my love I feel no more. Bricks fall down, ceilings crash. There's no escape route, just a homeward dash. Where to cry, who to hold? No one can save you when a love grows cold. And I look back across the ages. I look for wisdom from a past so long. But there is no pattern when love rages, 'cause all my sages have moved on. Bricks fall down, ceilings crash. There's no escape route, just a homeward dash. Where to cry, who to hold? No one can save you when love goes cold. Change, so the grand ideas, no magic trick can keep you here. No rainbow trail, no crook of gold. No one can save you when love grows cold. Bricks fall down, ceilings crash. No escape route, just a homeward dash. Where to cry, who to hold? No one can save you when a love grows cold. No one can save you when a love grows cold.
Made. that place. Give me a hand.
There's a track that's been around since the middle 60s. I heard it first by Slim Harpo, the guy that wrote it. My favourite version was a few years later. Tony Joe White is a B-side. And there it is, coming back in 2013. Waterman and Slim. Recognisable, of course. The album Bull Goose Roster and Baby Scratch My Back. Lovely stuff. And before that, you heard from the UK, Fran McGilvery and Mike Burke together, and together with Alan Glenn on harmonica. But I think he wasn't on that track. And a track taken from her new album, their new album, whichever, Some Luck, which came out again in the summer of this year, When a Love Grows Cold, it was called. Okay, where to now? Let's play Candy Kane. She has been, if you're a regular to the show and listen, you'll know that Candy has had some health difficulties over the years. I had my stroke 6 years ago, and I met Candy Kane February after the stroke in Paris, and she was fabulous, truly fabulous towards me, and so understanding. And then Paris gig, she was then diagnosed with cancer and has been fighting it staggeringly well over the last 6 years. The last update we had from Candy was that she's just been checked and she's clear. Well, clearish anyway, for another 6 months or so, which is fine. I mean, her regime of drugs is quite horrific she has to be on. And of course, she has no medical care, of course, because she's a musician. And so therefore, many of us over the previous years have been putting money in the kitty. But nevertheless, her album this year, coming out swinging with Laura Chavez on guitar as well, is great. And here she is, Candy Kane, Darling Baby.
Darling Baby. It over, baby, 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 baby. Let's talk it over one more time. So many nights I wondered who was holding you tight. Can't help but feel it should be me. Oh, baby, I'm forever losing. Over.
wonderful 50s feel to it. Candy Cane's album Coming Out Swinging, which has done rather well for her this year, came out again in the summer of this year, and that's called Darling Baby. Okay, let's pick up an album which arrived in the post this week. First of all, when you get an album cover which is a rather pert female backside in a pair of really tight shorts, denim shorts, and from a band called No Sinner and the album Boo Hoo Hoo, it makes you sort of tempted to look inside the album and listen to the music, and in my case, I was not disappointed. It's a great album. A band who are new to me, UK-based. No, I'm not UK-based, I'm foolish. They're coming to the UK. They're out of Vancouver, Canada, and they're coming to the UK for their album launch and also their first UK gig at the end of this month, Monday the 25th of November, in the Black Heart in London. Here's what they sound like. Here's a track which is called Love is a Madness.
Is a madness, a backstabbing friend. It raises you up and tears you down in the end. If you've had this, I think you'll agree. You ain't no good for nothing, just as sad as can be.
That's a band from one of my favourite cities in the world, possibly my favourite city in the world, Vancouver in British Columbia, Canada. They're called No Sinner. The voice is also the bum on the front cover and the legs on the back cover, and that's Colleen Renison. And they're going to be making their UK debut at the end of the month. The album is Boo Hoo Hoo. And they heard track two, Love is a Madness. It's a good album, good blues rock album too. Nice bits of light and shade in it, and you'll be hearing more from them in the weeks and months to come. The album of the month this month on the Independent Blues Broadcasters Association of the UK is Will Wilde. The album is Raw Blues, and we've been playing a track every week. I say we, the 26 guys in the association. Here is Your Days Are Numbered.
A number. Your days are numbered. If you're gonna mess with my girl, then I'm telling you your days are numbered, man. Now tell me what kind of guy a woman cry. Hey, your days are numbered. Your days are numbered. Your days are numbered. She don't love you no more, so tell me why. Keep on hanging around, trying to make her life a misery. I swear if you don't leave this town, I'm gonna put your 6 feet in the ground. Your days are numbered, yeah.
great stuff. Very different style to the rest of the album. Reminds me a lot of Carlos Del Junco, the other harmonica player. Not the other, another harmonica player. Will Wilde, the album of the month this month, Raw Blues, and Your Days Are Numbered. Okay, here's an album which I've been playing quite a bit since it came out too. The reason why a lot of this week's show is actually albums that have been around for the year is I'm planning the trip away, because for 4 weeks in mid-December to mid-January, I'm not going to be sitting at this particular computer doing the radio show for you. I'm going to be sort of on the road or in the south of France, and so therefore got to take everything with me, and so I'm kind of planning. So I've been sort of going through the albums of the year, if you see what I mean, all the releases for this year, choosing tracks to play over the Christmas period and everything else, and discovering that. Therefore, by default, tracks for this week's programme as well. Here's a track which I played a lot when it first came out a few months ago, and then kind of once again ignored it, not deliberately though. Let's bring it back, though. Otis Teller and Maito Nenji together. My World Is Gone is the album. It came out in the late summer, and here is the title track.
Send me a silver mirror. Oh, I walk the wind river. If you send me,
oh, my world,
a silver mirror. Oh, I walk the wind river. If you send me,
oh, my world,
a golden razor. Oh, I'll cut my hair. If you send me,
oh, my world,
a golden razor, oh, I'll walk to Wind River. I'll cut my hair and I bet, oh, I bet in the ground. I'll cut my hair and I bet.
My world.
Otis Taylor, Matt Onanji, My World Is Gone, the title track. In the spring of this year, Tom G and the band came to the boat and did a fabulous session for me, and they did this particular track live on the boat. It's also the title track of the album, Better Things to Do, so let's play it from the album as well. The Tom G Band, Better Things to Do.
Time I told the truth about you now, baby. You come on knocking on my door, you're trying to flaunt every little thing you've got. I've seen it all before now, baby. What did you forget? Don't you recall? You know I'm not your boy, I'm not your boy no more. You want me to do?
Why are you knocking on my door? Don't want you knocking on my door.
Ain't no smoke without fire, and you're a cheater and you're a liar.
Why are you knocking on my door? Don't want you knocking on my door.
You think this is love, but you're a fool, and I'm not waiting around for you.
Tom G Band, title track of the album, Better Things to Do. We opened the programme with Eric Clapton, an old stalwart of the blues, and we closed with somebody from around about the same era. I've heard it first years and years ago, of course, but I was listening to Howlin' Dick's podcast when I was on the Tube, and he played the studio version of this, and it made me laugh so much because I remember the live version, which I'm about to play for you now. It's James Taylor, Steamroller Blues, and it's got such fabulous lines in it. I mean, you can see sort of trying to tap a girl up, you know, I'm a steamroller baby, let me roll all over you. That's kind of okay, but I'm a cement mixer, maybe let me, I'm a turning hunk of burning funk or something. Anyway, you'll hear it in a second. We'll close with it anyway. Thank you so much for listening. Our website, raven.dj, simple as that. If you'd like to get in touch, please do. Email address is on the website. However you've been listening, and in fact, wherever you've been listening, thank you so much for giving me an hour of your time. I'll be back next week with some more great blues. Let's close. Live on stage, James Taylor, Steamroller Blues. Have a great 7 days. Bye-bye.
I'd really like to roll all over you. Listen, I'm a steamroller, baby. Like nothing better than to roll all over you. And I'd like to inject your soul with some sweet rock and roll. And did you follow the breath? Well, 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 I'm a theming next to fire. A churning urn of burning funk. Rooting doors of drinking gears on distant gun. Drop that thing and come back home to me. A churning urn of burning funk. Yes, I'm. And I'm on the demolition derby for you, baby. Here comes the steaming up. Oh, my I'm a deep on bomb. I'm guaranteed to blow your mind. Like I might someday in the far distant future live. I'm steamrolling blue.